Welcome to the Get Over Divorce podcast, where you will learn to get your power back, hold healthy boundaries, and become the confident, successful single woman you were meant to be. Divorce sucks, but the rest of your life doesn't have to. Let's create a life you love. I'm your host, relationship coach, Julie Danielson. Let's do this. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I have one of my absolutely favorite clients. I know I say that every time I have a client, but she also lives here in the same town that I live in. So welcome, Carol. Awesome. So we're going to dive in today, and I want you to first start with a little bit about tell me where you were in your life and what was going on with your divorce right before you discovered coaching with me.
So I had actually been separated and on the path to divorce for almost a year when I found your podcast. And we had physically been out of the house and apart and going through mediation and trying to negotiate settlements and all of that just really fun stuff. Once all of that was done, I just was angry and super, super bitter. And I'm normally, you know, pretty level-headed, have a really, you know, fulfilling career. And I just couldn't get over how angry I was. And so I started binging your podcasts while I was driving across country. And I just felt like with every episode that you had a message in there, like you were talking to me directly. And, you know, and I thought, oh gosh, it's just coaching. It's just, you know, another marketing thing. But, you know, the more I listened and the more I drove and the further and further in my head that I got, I was like, I'm just going to book the call when I get back. And it's the best thing I ever did for myself. It was life changing.
Well, and I love that story that you got in your car and you binged my podcast for 17 hours. I can't even stand to listen to myself when I edit this. So that's awesome. I love hearing that my podcast helps somebody, but I also love hearing that it helped you find me and decide that you wanted to work with me. So it sounds like your biggest struggle at the time was like really dealing with your anger around your ex.
I felt like I walked out just not believing the injustice of it all. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that the legal system sort of is what it is, and the laws are the way that they are, especially in North Carolina, where mm-hmm. you have to be apart for an entire year before you can even file.
Ridiculous.
It just seemed like it went on forever. It's like you don't really have a chance to get through it because it's a perpetual, you know, just suck on your emotions and on your life and on your joy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then another thing that you mentioned was like how you talked about how throughout that process, you recognized that your self-esteem was really deteriorated.
Oh, definitely. I felt like I couldn't do anything right. And so I outsourced my opinion of myself to everyone around me, and pretty much they validated that I sucked. I asked, you know, a lot of people for feedback and opinions. And what I did is I opened the door to feeling even worse because I felt like rather than getting support, that I was being picked apart.
Oh, wow. You were asking all the wrong people.
I definitely did not have the right tribe.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I love how you put that, though. You kind of opened Pandora's box, really, by outsourcing that validation. So what made you decide to work with me as your coach?
I remember when we got on the call and we went through the history of my marriage, and I felt like, you know, I was just like vomiting, you know, bitterness and just spewing like a lot of hate and things like that, that just weren't who I was. And I didn't want to be like that. And I remember you telling me, yep, I think I can help you. And you even gave me some suggestions to start working on. And that night, you had me on a call with the rest of the group and just listening to everyone's stories and seeing, you know, how supportive everyone was of each other. And it was such a warm and comfortable space. And I don't remember contributing a lot, but just feeling like I wasn't alone.
I love that. Yeah, you're definitely not alone. I think you're in really good company. There's so many women out there that when they come to me, one of the biggest things they say is they have so much anger and resentment, and it's overbearing. And the way that, you know, their ex treated them, or the way that everything went down at the end with their divorce, it caused them to lose themselves and lose their self-esteem in the process of going through divorce, which, let's just face it, everyone's an asshole when we're going through divorce. Not everyone, but like everyone can describe their ex almost as a narcissist because it brings out the worst in people, right? And it's painful. What do you feel was one of your biggest concerns about making the decision to join my coaching program?
It was definitely financial. You know, I definitely was not in a position to be able to afford it, and really had to, and before I picked up the phone or booked the call, I mean, I knew it was going to cost.
Yeah.
I know that coaching services aren't free. It's a service, and you definitely, you know, have to be willing to make the investment. So I did have financial concerns, but I remember you telling me that, you know, I needed to be willing to invest in me because it was really clear that I had been giving so much to everyone around me for so many years that I had totally neglected myself, mm-hmm. lost myself, and that, you know, that investment could really jumpstart my healing.
I love it. What do you feel like what was your biggest win? What do you feel like you really gained?
Peace. Mm-hmm. Complete and total peace of mind, and, you know, good relationships with my family, thought management, you know, the learning how to manage my thoughts around things. I could send my blood pressure to the moon just by the spinning thoughts that I was having. And now it's like, I was just like, well, whatever. And really even go there anymore. And, you know, even other people will say, oh my God, he's such an asshole. Or, you know, they'll try to like spin it up. And I'm like, just wish him happiness. And he's not my problem. Yeah. So thought management, better relationships, and just total peace.
I love it. And I love how you thought of peace, like instantly, that was the thing. And how do you feel about the anger and the resentment that you started with now?
Oh, it's gone. It's like, I don't even really think about him. And you know, I feel really grateful that he's no longer my problem.
And I love, like, you just don't give it energy anymore. And yet it used to really consume you, right?
I was on blood pressure medicines, and I mean, you could just be like feeling the cortisol pumping through my veins, and you know, and I just don't have any of that anymore, and I no longer take blood pressure medicine.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that's really just like your thought management? What happened there medically?
I think that I would just spin and I could just feel my blood pressure go up. And I would, you know, I had never taken blood pressure medicine before in my life.
Okay.
And ended up like to the point where I was in stroke territory and I was like, oh my God, I need to do something. And so I would say I went on blood pressure medicine 3 months before I found your podcast. And I would say like I was completely off blood pressure medicine within 3 months of joining your program.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Wow. That's huge. What do you feel like was your biggest takeaways?
Oh, wow. Where do I begin? So the Thrive process for sure. And I think just all of the tools that you offered, understanding about the 7 levels of energy and number 1 being victimhood, that one was like right between the eyes, like dead on. And I think once I became aware of that and how I was showing up with that, that was probably 80% of it. And then during my coaching calls with you, it was more just the day-to-day stuff for, you know, managing the future and dealing with upcoming things. So, you know,
everything else in your life, right? Besides your divorce. Yeah. 'Cause like once we dealt with that, it was like on to the rest of your life, all the other things.
It really was. And so what I learned from your program was that even though I joined it to get over divorce, that was really fast. And all of the tools and all of the learnings and the coaching that I got, it was so valid and so helpful for the rest of my life. You know, whether it was my mom's health situation or, you know, both of my kids being home during COVID or work situations, it was universally applicable to everything that I was going through.
And you had some other wins too. Like one of the things that I love to talk about was how, you know, you kind of had this big dream of taking your mom to Europe. And she was going through, you know, kind of a decline in health, and we were in the middle of COVID.
Right. And so my mom, her dream was to do a big grand tour of Eastern Europe before she passed. She kept talking about it. She was fixated on it. And, you know, as we were being further and further and further delayed from reopening, she was like, I'm just not going to get to do this. And I remember that they were starting to slowly open up some places. And I was like, you know what? I said, we're going to book a flight. We may not be able to do the trip. We may not be able to go anywhere once we get there. We may just find a beach. We don't know what any of that's going to look like, but go get yourself a map. We put it on the kitchen wall. She took push pins and put everywhere that she wanted to go. And I said, okay, we're going to book it. And so we literally booked it that day, not knowing if we were going to be able to go. We didn't think we were going to get to do her trip. And so we had plan B and plan C and plan D. And we thought that we were going to do the Balkans. And literally the night before we left, we got, updates through the travel website that we were following that we would be able to do most of her countries. And so I was like, okay, mom, you know, we sort of had, you know, plan B that we were going to do and you were okay with that. Which one do you want to do? And she's like, I want my trip. And I said, okay. So, I mean, and we would look up on that country's website the day before going in, we would book and be on blind faith that they would like honor our health questionnaire and let us in and pay for it. And we went everywhere that was on her list. We did not miss a single place.
God, I love that so much.
And we got back and she passed away 4 months later.
So amazing.
Yeah, it was.
What a trip.
It was their memories that I will have forever. And it was a way to really, really honor her while she was still alive. And, you know, yeah, I miss her and I'm sad she's gone, but at the same time, she lived a hell of a life and she went out in style.
That's awesome. I love that so much.
And I hope I'm as lucky. I really am. I hope that my journey is as fortunate.
Well, you're making it happen and you've gone on to do lots of travel. You're my like world traveler friend. And even, you know, you have dreams of one day living abroad. So I think you will. You know, you're the kind of gal now who makes a plan, makes a goal, and you get shit done.
I do get shit done. And I was a little overwhelmed with how big that vision board was because there was a lot of stuff on it. And it really taught me creative thinking. And it was, okay, you know what? There's no way financially I can afford everything on this vision board. And so what I did is I downsized my home. I sold it. And I bought a place with the equity and I'm not going to have a mortgage anymore. So I was able to figure out how to finance it.
I love it. And I love that, like, it got you creatively thinking how you can make it all happen. And you literally are doing it.
Well, and for me, it was a shift in, oh my God, this is my forever home and I love it here. And it's my happy place. It's my peace. And then, you know, once the kids left after COVID ended and my mom passed and I was in this huge place taking care of like a big piece of land, I was like, man, this is not how I want to spend my time. And so it was easier to let go of that place that provided me with so much solace, you know?
I love it. Yeah. What else do you see in your future that you feel has opened up for you because of your new ways of thinking?
I think that during my marriage and even, you know, during my separation and divorce, I was still very much into a caretaking role where I put everybody else first. I'm definitely a people pleaser and a caretaker. Mm-hmm. And I think what I learned is that it's okay to put myself first and it's okay to refocus on my dreams. And so I've become more career focused again in the last couple of years, whereas I had stepped down out of a super demanding role prior to that because it was just too much and I needed to focus on home stuff. And so I went for a position in London that would have involved, it was a huge role. It was a huge stretch goal. I didn't get it. One of my best friends did, and I'm thrilled for her and so happy for her. But I was in the running. And so I was super proud to have made it that far. And what it's also done is it's opened some career doors for me since then. And so I've been able to really just plow into work, but plow into it for the right reasons and not as a reason to escape.
Well, and the shift is like the confidence that you have about yourself at work. Like I really see that change taking place where before you felt kind of beat down and now you are taking like so much responsibility about your path and your trajectory and you're making it happen the way that Carol wants to make it happen.
I would say there's a lot of truth to that. And I'm being included in some really cool, innovative, and cutting edge stuff for where my company has traditionally been. So it's been very rewarding to just be recognized and be part of that.
I love it. What advice would you give somebody who is kind of where you were, where you were feeling really a lot of resentment and bitterness and anger, and are going through a divorce and really just don't know how to get back on their feet as to being confident and healthy and whole? What advice would you give somebody?
I would say, even though you manage so many other areas of your life very well, and you're a doer and a giver, and you're competent, and you can get shit done, that this one, like, know when you need help and know when to outsource to the experts. Because I went to a couple different therapists through my EAP program, and they just wanted to listen to me, you know, complain and whine about how unhappy I was. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, and I kept asking them, what tools do you have for me? What's the roadmap out of here? You know, they really didn't have much for me. And I'll tell you, from the first call, you're like, okay, here's this assignment. Okay, here's your journaling exercise. Okay, this is what you need to learn. How are you going to apply it? Okay, this, and between the book and the workbook and the videos, and then, you know, I mean, also just the weekly calls, where every one of us was at a different part of our journey. As new people would join, I'd be like, oh, that was me, you know, a couple months ago.
Isn't that incredible to watch?
And I'm incredible. So much better. And then I would really see, like, people speak, and I'm like, oh, they really have their shit together. I have a lot of work to do, you know? And so it was affirming for me to see where I was on the path. And I just really, you know, loved being able to measure it.
I love that. I love that. And it is a fun dynamic, being kind of in a mixed group of women. And like, I love everybody. I have not had a client in our group that I just couldn't stand. I love all the women that join, and it's really like girl time. So what would you tell a prospective student who's thinking about doing coaching with me?
I would say Julie is very non-judgmental. She meets you exactly where you are. She provides you with the tools to get through this area. And it's not just for your divorce, it's for your life. And that you become part of this amazing community forever. And I've met some of the people in real life from our group. And I mean, it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, I do love that. We do have a graduates group, people, and it just kind of goes on beyond
their life. It's like you've been on this journey together and you really get each other. And so when you meet, you know, there's no awkwardness. There's no, I wonder what they're really going to think. It's like, you know who each other is, and you just dive right in. And it is awesome. Yeah.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you have really taken everything you could out of the program, and you are like, very well equipped. Like, you took all the tools, you made it work for you. I mean, I can't even believe you've gone off of high blood pressure medicine. That blows my mind. But I feel like you're really equipped. Like, you've already been on dating journey and like kind of stopping and starting. And I just feel like you are so well equipped, and you're good, you know?
You know, the dating thing, it's like I'm trying to get these other pieces of my life really settled, because when he shows up, I just want to be ready, you know? And so it's not that I'm afraid to date. I've dated a couple of times. I had a relationship that lasted for 8 months. Love him dearly, but he wasn't me. And we're still friends. But I think for me, it's like I want all of these other pieces sort of figured out so that I can just be completely up leveled and ready for when he shows up.
I love it.
And so I'm happy dating myself.
And me. We go on a few dates here and there.
we go on lots of girlfriend dates, and I love that.
I love it too.
Well, and I'm looking forward to our immersive experience at the end of May, and I can't wait.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. And definitely, ladies, if you want to come out to Charlotte and have a Get Over Divorce experience with me, and Carol will be there, it is May 24th through the 26th. You can jump into direct messenger, ask me questions, you can book a breakthrough session, or you can just go to getoverdivorce.com/events and sign right up. Carol, you're the best. Thank you for being here.
Love you.
All right. Love you too. Bye. Bye.
Have you ever wanted to work with me as your coach to help you get over the emotional toll that divorce takes and gain my step-by-step method to making the rest of your life the absolute best chapter yet? Now is the time. The sooner you start, the sooner you get results. Head over to getoverdivorce.com/breakthrough and get started now.